Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We're so glad to have you with us. Tonight we... There's Pastor. Pastor is out in the prairie again tonight. We're going to do some more Read the Word. I'm going to be reading and he's going to be commentating as he can. And then after we get done with our chapters for tonight, we're doing Jeremiah 4 through 6. When we get done reading that, then we can do some question and answer if anybody has any questions or answers. Okay. And
most people do a question and answer if anybody has questions, but hey, if you got an answer, that's for them too.
Yeah, we'll hear them.
Power, and I, it's, you know, it's like
He did not.
And the same Holy Spirit lives in me.
Yeah.
So I'm not a body. A body receives life.
Yeah, I agree. I have received that one too. I'll take what I can get. Thank you.
Amen.
I take it all. I stand on God's word. That's all there is to it.
All there is to it. So, for those of you that might be new to us, you're like, ah, what are these guys doing? We're just going after the devil, like Sister Phyllis said.
Yeah.
We don't get to mess with ourselves without us crushing you underneath our feet.
And am I right to say, as Christian says,
so are we. Amen.
And he's not having a good either.
Amen. Amen. And you know that.
Very God-gifted right now. But another thing, too, I didn't know that it's muddling me up. Every time I get attacked, I know I win that battle, I go to war.
Yeah.
And victory again, and I'm going to level up again.
Yeah.
You show me different things, I'm going, wow, really cool. You know, I get excited.
Chat screens now. All right. Do you have anything?
How's it looking, Bob?
How's what looking?
Just everything.
Everything is looking good. Blog Talk Radio is up and running, and YouTube is there, and I can see it, and we're here, and we can see it. Oh, I didn't share over to Facebook. Should I do that?
Oh, no. Right,
you
got Facebook up.
Mhm. Well, I just had it up to send the messenger links.
Put it on the community Facebook page if you want to. Put the link up where people can go to it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's
fine. All right. So we welcome everybody. Good to have you here with us tonight.
It's good to be here.
Mhm. It is good to, oh, no.
What went wrong, honey?
Huh?
What went wrong?
I think I just ended YouTube in the process of trying to get to Facebook, which I didn't need to go to anyway. Well, Sunday, did Zoom or YouTube just end on you? No, maybe not. Try again. There's Blog Talk.
Oh,
it'll be up in the top left corner if it's still there. It'll say YouTube. Top left corner of your Zoom screen. It does.
Well, that
means
it's still there.
Well, why can I not find it again? Oh, my goodness sakes.
It's there. So, anyway.
You can see it.
Keep looking, how's it going?
Okay, all right.
So we welcome everybody here tonight. This is our Saturday Night Live, Saturday Night Jesus is Alive and Well program, which is usually a question and answer session. But we're going to read some more of the Read the Word tonight. And we got ourselves caught up where we're supposed to be. I am out in the prayer meeting tonight. And beautiful out here. You should come and see it sometime. And if you are so inclined, get hired because you might enjoy it right now.
Phyllis is not convinced.
No?
When my doctor told me I was blind, my brother told me I had to get rid of my driver's license and get an ID. So they don't let me drive, with doctors saying I'm blind. Of course, I'm not blind. I can see perfectly well. I just don't see things that I want to see.
There you go. Amen.
Well, and we call you here for 2020 visit.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And God bless you.
He does all the time.
God is good, isn't he?
He is.
Wow. How can I not?
Thank you.
Wow. Well, I looked on my phone because I literally cannot seem to find YouTube any place. And I have minimized everything and shuffled everything around and I literally can't find it. So I went on my phone to make sure it actually was still there and it is still there. Well, except if they're saying something over there, then I won't know.
Well,
this
I
is
know.
Just the oddest thing. There's
missing.
That's true. Oh, except I need to share the link I need to send to YouTube or to Facebook. That's where I was endeavoring to get to. That's why this. Okay, well, let's do copy stream link. It's copied to clipboard. And let me go to here. I love this stuff so much. I only knew. Wow. It just
all right,
changed
so,
my
while you're working on that, you can just work and keep working and I can talk.
All right. Please, please do that.
So.
Thank you.
You're bending into us and to the stream. You might be saying, this is interesting.
It is very interesting.
What does this all? Well, we are a community of faith that gathers together every night to hear, to study, and to grow and develop in God. And this program is called Establishing Your Faith. Christ's book is the greatest book on faith, the Word of God. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Our teacher is the Holy Spirit. Our Savior is Jesus, the author and preacher of our faith. And that's what this program is all about. Now, you might think, a little different than what I'm used to. Everybody remember 8'9". It is a little different than what you're used to, but the reality about this program is real people with a real God helping us destroy an already defeated enemy's voice around us anywhere, so that we have real answers for real situations. Because our God really, 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 really loves us. And, you know, the more that we gather together, Hebrews chapter 10 says, as you see the day approaching, gather together all the more. So the closer we get to the end, and we're close, the more that you and I are going to have to gather together. This community of faith gathers every single day, 7 days a week, in one way or another. And we study God's Word, we encourage one another, just like tonight we were praying through our sister Sunday, blessing her body to be healthy and strong. You and I, by the prayer of agreement, and coming to the understanding of the Word of God and all of His power, now we not only change our own lives, but we begin to change the lives of other people. And that's what this program is all about. Tonight,
amen.
We're going to be reading the Word of God. And we started at the beginning of the year, 2022. And as we began this year, God said that I want you to read the Bible every day. Read the Bible through in 1 year. And I was encouraging everyone to do that, and he said, I want you to read the Bible through out loud on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio for everybody here. Well, I've never done that before in my life.
Yeah.
And that's all right. And then we thought, well, why don't we do it chronologically? Just like it happened. And that's been an extremely interesting process to read the Bible through. In 1 year. We're on day 200 and, what did I say, 20?
Yeah.
Day 220. We had a little bit of a challenge last month, making it happen every day, but we mastered that. And we're doing a good job of getting this read and keeping you connected. There's a YouTube playlist that you can get connected to. If you click like, subscribe, and hit the bell on this YouTube channel that's called Standing for the Gospel, that's my name, every time we go live on YouTube, you will get a notification in your email, your text, whatever you set up. I encourage you to do that because it's very simple for me to send a YouTube link to you, put a timestamp in there and say, check out this timestamp. And now you can go right to the spot in the video where if you have something that's a blessing, you can put my answer yourself. So I encourage you, like, subscribe, and hit the bell, the notification bell, so that we can you can be connected with us every time we're on. Tonight we're going to establishing your faith. Tomorrow at noon we have a program we call on Sunday, it's called 1 Hour of Faith, where we talk about continually it'll be a blessing to you and a blessing to your family. And you'll grow in God so fast. You won't necessarily grow in religion like the Baptist or the Methodist or one of those groups. You'll grow in God.
Amen.
But here's the thing. Growing in God is what causes you to get closer to Jesus. The more you grow in God and realize he's your Father and wants to have an open, daily, one-on-one communication with you in every part of your life, all of a sudden, this is no longer about churchianity or religiosity. All of a sudden, it's about you communicating with God your Father every day and learning his voice and learning to walk with him. He loves you. He's not going to bring a stick to you. That old religious view of God is an old mean guy in the sky ready to take your coffee if you don't do everything right. That ain't God. God ain't
Amen.
That way. God is your Father. He is gently guiding you, directing you, helping you, instructing you, causing you to grow and develop in him. And so tonight, as we read, we're going to be reading the book of Jeremiah. Huh? As we read this, you're going to be like, wow, this might sound a little scary, a little judgmental, a little, that's going to sound a whole lot of stuff. But what you're going to be reading, we're going to be reading is Jeremiah was a prophet that kept prophesying to Jesus. Tell them, you have turned your back on God, and you're going to go into captivity because you have come back to God. Jeremiah 29:11, that's just about everybody that's a believer knows that verse. I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's what our God is trying to do with Israel and Judah. We're so determined to go after the false gods of the other words.
Yeah.
Other nations. So God had to lead them into captivity. So as we read tonight, you're going to be hearing the prophet talk to the children of Israel in a manner that it's going to sound like he's getting after somebody. And it's because they've done previously. And now it's time for them to turn to their wicked ways and seek his face. So this man is going to read because I'm not capable. There was a word right there.
I'm sure you are able to.
Since I'm not capable.
To read, and
then as we go, I'll make some comments. We'll catch up a couple of days. Are you ready?
To have you. Yep.
You are ready or no?
Yep, I am ready. So is everybody else ready?
What time is it?
It is
20 to 8. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we open our hearts and our minds to hear the word of God.
Yes.
Spoken to us. Read to us. Help everybody find a Bible. A Bible app. Read along. And see the word. We know your word says that as we read the word, it is life to those who find it. And we found it. We're reading. And it is health/. So right now tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you, Lord, for health and strength in the bodies of every person that's there, revelation, knowledge, and understanding flowing to them, every part of their life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jeremiah chapter 3.
I thought
we
were 4. We can go back and do three if you want.
No, 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 no. All right. Do it on the sheet.
All right. Hi, Miss Mary. I don't remember if we stopped to see you come in or not, but we're so happy you're here.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it.
Good. Good. All right. Jeremiah 4. If you will return, O Israel, says the Lord, return to me. And if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then you shall not be moved. And you shall swear the Lord lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. The nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him they shall give glory. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise.
See, there you go right there. Break up your own fallow ground and don't sow your seed among the thorns. What was Israel continually doing? Going to the false gods and building an idol, cut down a tree, using half of it to burn for firewood, half of it to make for an idol. And then bow down and worship what you made with your own hand. Break up that thought. Quit putting your time into that television stuff. Get the word of God up.
Amen.
Anyways, keep going. You got a whole 2 verses right, didn't you?
3.5. That's all right, though. We all love your commentary.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah. Sunday's bouncing back over here. Okay, for thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem. Okay, that's where we were. Break up your fallow ground and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Oh, okay, there we go. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskins of your hearts, you men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn so that no one can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Any commentary on that?
Not yet.
All right. Declare in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, blow the trumpet in the land, cry, gather together and say, assemble yourselves and let us go into the fortified cities. Set up the standard toward Zion. Make refuge, do not delay, for I will bring disaster from the north, a great destruction. Wow. The lion has come up from his thicket and the destroyer of nations in his way. He has gone forth from his place to make his land, to make your land desolate. Your cities will be laid waste without inhabitants. For this, clothe yourself with sackcloth, lament and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us.
What is lament? I-M-E-N-T.
Sorrow. Yeah. Yeah.
It's what?
When I'm crying and
mourning
and sorry for something. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. Repenting and being sorry. He has gone forth from his place to make your land desolate. Your cities will be laid waste without inhabitants. For this, clothe yourself with sackcloth, lament, and wail. For the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes. The princes shall be astonished, and the prophets shall wonder. Then I said, ah, Lord, surely you have greatly deceived this people in Jerusalem, saying you shall have peace, whereas the sword reaches to the heart. At that time, it will be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a dry wind of the desolate heights blows in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not a fan or to cleanse, a wind too strong for those, these will come for me. Now I will also speak judgment against them. Behold, he shall come up like clouds and his chariots like a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, for we are plundered. O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness that you may be saved. How long shall your evil thoughts lodge within you? For a voice declares from Dan and proclaims affliction from Mount Ephraim. Make mention to the nations. Yes, proclaim against Jerusalem that watchers come from a far country and raise their voice against the cities of Judah. Like keepers of the field, they are against her all around because she has been rebellious. Wow. Against me, says the Lord. Your ways and your doings have procured these things for you. This is your wickedness because it is bitter, because it reaches your heart. Oh, my soul, I am pained in my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace.
See, what Jeremiah, you hear it in his voice. You hear it in the words. And we got to realize that Jeremiah is a prophet of the Lord. He's one of the fivefold ministry gifts. That we don't know today, but of course the prophet of the Lord in that day and the prophet of the Lord in our day are different offices. But here is Jeremiah prophesying by the Holy Spirit of God. Remember, these men are speaking as they are being instructed by the Holy Spirit. You see that in 2 Peter chapter 1. They are writing and they are being inspired to write by the Holy Spirit. So this is the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God, crying, I want you to come back from your wickedness. I want you to turn from your ways. People think that God gets glory out of judgment. He doesn't. God gets more accomplished through his goodness than he ever does through his judgment and his wrath. Wrath has to happen when people are wicked and they do wrong. But God gets more accomplished with his goodness than ever his restful judgment. And here you can see the Holy Spirit is just crying out, saying, repent. Turn of your ways. Turn to me. I'll hear you. Keep going.
Yeah, and over and over and over again, God, with these people, he just kept telling them, you know, forgiving them and saying, stop it and turn back. Stop it and turn back so this wickedness, what's happening to you? But either way, yeah, he just forgave them over and over and over again and kept crying for him to come back. Okay, my heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because you have heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war, destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is plundered. Suddenly my tents are plundered and my curtains in a moment. And how long will I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people are foolish. They've not known me. They are silly children, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. Wow. This is scary.
Once you chase after idols and the wrong way so long, you will not. You will not have that understanding of God like any.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they don't even remember how to behave. Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's about how good you can be or I can be. If you don't find out who God is, you will never be able to behave.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only way you're going to be righteous is through Jesus' righteousness. And that means it's not going to trick the enemy. It's not going to do it for him. You've got to have that righteous factor of Almighty God happening in your lives. Now, some of you tonight might be like, Pastor, I don't even know what that means that you're saying. Well, I have a playlist on YouTube of a series of messages that we preach about finding the righteousness of God. Please, go to this program. You'll find my email address. My email address is as in holy Jesus and ghost, hcpreacherman@gmail.com, and send me an email and say, Pastor, I want to be able to study those videos, because in those videos is the revelation of Almighty God being your righteousness. Jesus' righteousness is yours, and he gives it to you. You don't find religion, you got to God. And like that verse just said, you go astray long enough, you're not even going to be able to get close to finding God. You have so much religiosity on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Did I lose you or you lose me?
Oh, no, no.
All right.
We are listening. All right. And I posted your contact info in the comments on Zoom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Verse 23.
Yeah, thank you, Phyllis. I beheld the earth, and indeed it was without form and void. In the heavens they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and indeed they trembled, and all the hills moved back and forth. I beheld, and indeed there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens had fled. I beheld, and indeed the fruitful land was wilderness, and all its cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord by his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be desolate, yet I will make a full end, For this shall the earth mourn and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken, I have purposed, and will not relent. Nor will I turn back from it. The city shall flee from the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into thickets and climb up on the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man shall dwell in it. And when you are plundered, what will you do? Though you clothe yourself with crimson. What? There. I think he's muted. He must have been talking to his water. My goodness.
Oh, Lord. I thought you
got
real excited
or what? I thought that for a second, too. I thought it's just because of the horsemen and the bowmen. Too funny. Oh, where were we again, Phyllis? 30. And when you are plundered, what will you do? Though you clothe yourself with crimson, though you adorn yourself with ornaments of gold, though you enlarge your eyes with paint, in vain you will make yourself fair. Your lovers will despise you. They will seek your life. For I have heard a voice as of a woman in labor, the anguish of her who brings forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion bewailing herself, who spreads her hands, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is weary because of murderers. Run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. See now and know and seek in her open places if you can find a man. If there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks truth, and I will pardon her. Though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They've made their faces harder than rock. They've refused to return. Wow. Therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they did not know the way of the Lord. The judgment of their God, I will go to the great men and speak to them, for they have known the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Therefore a lion from the forest shall slay them. A wolf of the desert shall destroy them. A leopard will watch over their cities. Everyone who goes out from there shall be torn in pieces because of their transgressions. Wow.
You can see that God was like, I have tried to reach you and tried to reach you and tried to reach you. And your transgressions are now causing you to be destroyed.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that don't realize that their transgressions are going to cause them to be destroyed, but it's what's coming to you.
Yeah.
God is a just God. If you repent and you turn to Him, He forgives. He forgives immensely. But if you refuse and rebel, according to Isaiah chapter 1, you will be devoured by the serpent.
Yeah.
That's how that is.
And that's one of the first things, not that that's always the case because the enemy is always against us, of course, because he hates us. He hates our God. But when things continue to happen in your life that you don't have an explanation for, you need to ask yourself, what things am I doing that is allowing this in? And we do it all the time. You know, anything that's going on, it's like, okay, God, what are we doing that's allowing this in? Because if you're doing anything out of order with God, it is opening a door for the enemy to start bringing things in against you, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I hope that makes sense. But he is always...
Mm-hmm. Always. So that's why he tells the children of Israel by the day and the law of the day. That's why preachers tell us, that's why preachers are supposed to be telling us to read the Bible and study the Word of God, and so that we know what the covenant is. Because the covenant cannot fail. It cannot fail. It will not fail. And when you and I understand the covenant within ours, then all of a sudden, all the things of God begin to happen, just like God said it was in the covenant. Well, these guys were doing wickedly against their own covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, now, what the covenant the amazing thing about our God is that all we have to do is understand what the covenant says, function in that covenant, like you do in a marriage covenant,
Yeah. Amen.
It's a very, very simple process. Anyway, I've got to preach, and I don't want to preach. I want to read.
We like your preaching.
I know, but we're going to beat the word, not preach the word.
All right. Everyone who goes out from there shall be torn in pieces because their transgressions are many. Their backslidings have increased. Wow, in spite of everything you say after them, their backslidings have increased instead of gotten better. 7, how shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by those that are not gods. Wow, this is just what Sunday was talking about too, these people worshiping non-gods as gods. When I had fed them to the full, then they had committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. And they were like well-fed, lusty stallions. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Go up on her walls and destroy, but do not make a complete end. Take away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously with me, says the Lord. They've lied about the Lord and said, it is not he. Neither will evil come upon us, nor shall we see sword or famine, and the prophets become wind, for the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done to them. Yeah. Yep, they're just blowing wind. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Behold, I will bring a nation against you from afar, O Israel, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say. Their quiver is like an open tomb. They are all mighty men, and they shall eat up your harvest and your bread, which your sons and daughters should eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees. They shall destroy your fortified cities in which you trust with the sword. Wow. That just came to me, the United States of America. All of these foreign nations coming in, and because of our transgression.
And that's exactly what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between Israel and us. It's that God in the New Testament comes to live within us, so he's not going to destroy himself.
Right, right.
We can escape all of the judgment of God on this nation and live in the covenant, but you got to know the covenant.
You got to know the covenant and your God. 18, nevertheless, in those days, says the Lord, I will not make a complete end of you. And it will be when you say, why does the Lord our God do all these things to us? Then you shall answer them, just as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land, so you shall serve aliens in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah, saying, hear this now, O foolish people, without understanding, who have eyes and see not, and who have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence, who have placed the sand as the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass beyond it? And though its waves toss it, tossed to and fro, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But this people has a defiant and rebellious heart. They have revolted and departed. They do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain, both the former and the latter, in its season. He reserves for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good things from you. From among my people are found wicked men. They lie in wait as one who sets snares. They set a trap. They catch men as a cage is full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. They've grown fat. They are sleek. Yes, they surpass the deeds of the wicked. They do not plead the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy they do not defend. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? An astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power. And my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? O you children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee from the midst of Jerusalem. Blow the trumpet in Tekoa and set up a signal fire in Beth-Hakkerem. The disaster appears out of the north, a great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a lovely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come to her, and they shall pitch their tents against her all around. Each one shall pasture in his own place. Prepare war against her. Arise, and let us go up at noon. Woe to us, for the day goes away, for the shadows of the evening are lengthening. Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus has the Lord of hosts said, hew down trees and build a mound against Jerusalem. This is the city to be punished. She is full of oppression in her midst. As a fountain wells up with water, so she wells up with her wickedness. Violence and plundering are heard in her. Before me continually are grief and wounds. Be instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited. See, even then again, he was just giving them another chance, pleading with them.
And we're going to look at it here as soon as we're done reading this. We're going to look at the book of Revelation, where God says the exact same thing to you and I today. Keep going.
Thus says, I'm on chapter 6, verse 9. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean as a vine, the remnant of Israel, as a grape gatherer, put your hand back into the branches. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Yeah, because they're just not listening or hearing him. Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot give heed. Yeah, right there. And they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary of holding it up. I will pour it out on the children outside and on the assembly of the young men together. For even the husband shall be taken with the wife, the aged with him who is full of days, and their houses shall be turned over to others, fields and wives together, for I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord, because from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet, even to the priest. Everyone deals falsely. They've also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time, wow. It's like, no, there's just no shame. No shame, no fear. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths where the good way is and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore, hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity on this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words nor my laws, but rejected it. For what purpose to me comes frankincense from Sheba and sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet to me. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this nation, and the people and the sons together shall fall on them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Behold, a people comes from the north country, and a great nation will be raised from the farthest parts of the earth. They will lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride on horses as men of war set in array against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the report of it. Our hands grow feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us. Pain is of a woman in labor. Do not go out into the field nor walk by the way because of the sword of the enemy. Fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, clothe yourself with sackcloth and roll about in ashes. Make mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation. For the plunderer will suddenly come upon us. I've set you as an assayer and a fortress among my people, that you may know and test their way. They are all stubborn rebels, walking as slanderers, and are bronze and iron, and they are corruptors. The bellows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by the fire. The smelter refines in vain, for the wicked are not drawn off. People will call them rejected silver, because the Lord has rejected them. Wow. Turn from your ways.
It's at the end of the chapter?
Yeah.
All right. Now, everybody turn. And we'll go to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, and we'll read 14 through 22. This is God, by the Holy Spirit, prophesying through John, not John Baptist, just the Apostle John, prophesying to him, to the church of the Laodiceans, which is our generation, of the church. And see how close these verses are to
what we just read.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it?
Read it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to read. Sorry. Verse 14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
God was saying to them then, you turn, you've gone away from me. Well, God's saying to the church, which is many of the church organizations of our day, God is saying to them today, you have turned from me. They say, we are rich. We have need of nothing. And in the day that we live, rich, billionaire, is usually the answer that everybody wants for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But rich, millionaire or billionaires really have not an answer. That's just a socioeconomic position you live in where God wants you to have influence and help other people find him. And then you see that as you can say what verse it is, because I don't have my Bible. Then he says, you are naked.
Mm-hmm.
You are wretched. You are poor. You are blind. And Jeremiah, the prophet, dropped his life by the Holy Spirit. You say, there's something wrong with us. And in our day, the preachers have said, you won't be judged by God.
Yeah.
Yes, you will. One, in the middle of that statement of yes, you will be judged by God for sinning, it's the reality of righteousness that says, but you don't have to worry about it if you just find out the revelation of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because Jesus will put you in a position where you don't ever sin again.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's people listening who are like, why are you talking about anything possible that you've never sinned again? Because when you let Jesus make you into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, when you step to heaven and you accept it, you receive it, and you get the revelation, now it all changes. Because now it's no longer about all that other stuff. Your whole nature changes. You're not that person you used to be. You are a new creation. And what's the difference between the children of Israel and you and I? Now, what does it say? I encourage you to buy
gold. Where are we?
Like verse 17 or something?
Yeah, 18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see.
Now see, how are you going to get gold if your naked, wretched, poor, and blind? Because everything in the kingdom was functioning by faith. You believe God exists, and you know he rewards you when you diligently
seek. Mm-hmm.
Everything in the kingdom is based on Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. Write that down. Get a pen. Write these references down. And begin to make some notes and say, why is it that Pastor saying it? And as I stand before Jesus someday, and you're going to have to give an account of the messages you've heard. And have, are you trying to, are you working diligently to come to the understanding of what's being said? Or am I just another one of the preachers that you listen to that helps your ears fit? That's what he said. So I encourage you tonight, out of these first three chapters, you and I have an opportunity that Israel didn't have. Israel, the whole nation was going to be judged because they went away. Daniel, the three Hebrew children, many of them, they still walked with God.
Mm-hmm.
They still had to go into captivity. You and I, we don't have to go into captivity. Other people, it's because there's whole huge mega churches that are telling you, don't worry about sin, you don't have to worry, just live however you want to, God loves you, Christ. You know, you don't. Oh, yeah. You gotta make a change in your life. And I encourage you to stick with it. Stop. What time is it?
8:25.
Oh, we did good. We did really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to go into the next day number 221, Jeremiah chapter 7 through 9. Now, what is it? On the list.
Oh,
we're going to read the next three chapters of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet because his heart was broken because of what was going on in Israel and Judah, and that the people were wandering so far astray from God and would not repent, turn of their wicked ways. But many of us today, we can look at these churches like, say you don't have to die ever. You don't have to be righteous. And they're leading so many people astray. So many people astray. And it is of absolute importance that you live righteously. And you're going to have to, you'll say, well, Pastor, I don't know how. Well, then you got to find a pastor like me, church like this, gathering believers like we are. Get yourself plugged in. May not be able to be live with us every night, but at least make a point of being with us, even if it's just catching it later. And you know what? Turn off the stupid game shows. God's not going to ask you one question when you get to heaven about a game show. He is going to ask you about this book. And as soon as you know what the covenant says, then you know the judgment you'll have on that day. And when you get there, you'll already be ready, and you'll be in perfect standing, and you'll say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord, which is what all of us are looking for, in Jesus' mighty name. Chapter 4, 7 through 9?
Yep.
All right, are you ready?
Yep, I am.
Everybody? Everybody sit up, stretch your legs, stretch to the right, stretch to the left.
Does anybody else have anything you want to say or anything that touched you? Or we'll just go on reading. All right, here we go.
Go right on
reading. All right.
What book?
Chapter 7. This is trusting in lying words. Ooh. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, and who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I give to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? Wow.
Now look at what he just said.
Yeah.
And yet there are churches that will say, it don't matter, bring your wife and your girlfriend. Bring your husband and your boyfriend. There's literally ministries that are that way. There's ministries that have literally acquired a liquor license, and they have a bar in the church.
Yeah.
In a big mega church, they have a bar in there where you can go and drink of the spirits of alcohol before you go into the sanctuary and received from the spirits of God. Literally, one great worship leader, if we said his name, everybody would know him. Literally said, I flow in the Holy Spirit better if I smoke weed before I go on the platform. Now, I want you to back up about three verses and read it again.
Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations?
Wow.
Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I have seen it, says the Lord. But go now to my place, which is in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you've done all these works, says the Lord, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear. And I called you, but you did not answer. Therefore, I will do to this house, which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to this place which I gave to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, the whole posterity of Ephraim. Therefore, do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me. Wow, he doesn't even want people praying for him at this point. For I will not hear you.
Because the reason he doesn't want people to see is because they have chosen.
Right.
That's literally had God say to me, stop praying for that person. And I thought, I was like, I'd find you, devil. You know, I can pray for anybody. And then you only can find the devil so much that you realize you're talking to God. And you realize, wait a minute, I've got to listen to what that is. He said, stop praying for that person. They're chosen. They don't want me in any way.
Yeah.
That's a scary place to be.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the result of that is eternity without God, without his presence. It's not just, visual coming, telling me to live right. No, that's an eternity separated from Almighty God. Lament, mourn, weep.
Repent.
Turn from your ways and come to God. You've got to come to God. This thing's almost done. You don't receive anybody. They'll receive you.
Yeah.
But you got to turn. Keep going. Ooh, look at this great tonight.
Verse 17. We are in chapter 7, verse 17. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven, and they pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger.
Wow.
See, that's what I was wondering about earlier when Sunday was talking about that idol. A lot of the things happening now are people purely being rebellious against the Christians,
yep,
and against God on purpose. They're just trying to,
yep,
provoke anger.
Yep.
And that's what they were doing here too. Yeah.
That was in Birmingham, England. And it happened this summer.
Wow. Did you send it to me?
Is it with the one where I got you and Sam together? So you both got it.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That'll work. That'll work. Okay. Thank you. Verse 19, do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the shame of their own faces? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury will be poured out on this place, on man and on beast, on the trees of the field and on the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and not be quenched. And this is something we should talk about, too. When God completely wipes out an area like that, a lot of people have a hard time with that, that, you know, the animals and the children. What it is, though, is those demonic spirits have gotten on everything. And all of those have learned those evil, wicked ways and don't know any different. So the only way to completely eliminate that is to destroy it all. That's why he tries so hard to keep us from letting any of it in, because
if you think about a wicked man with a large amount of property, a big business, and many animals, he's going to be invoking wickedness and sin and probably witchcraft on all of his possessions, his belongings, his animals, his flocks, his herds.
Yeah.
He's going to be invoking witchcraft on
him. Yeah.
Well, the only way God can deal with that animal is to wipe it out.
Yeah.
And they, you know, to think that in our day, they're doing the exact same thing as what they did in that day. They're bowing before these wicked idols. It's like, wow.
And see, that's where Jesus talked about the yeast will leaven the whole lump.
A little leaven.
Okay, verse 21. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imaginations of their evil hearts, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up and sending them. Yet they did not obey me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore, you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. So you shall say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. Cut off your hair and cast it away and take up a lamentation on the desolate heights. For the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They've set their abominations in the house which I called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the Son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in fire. Wow. Which
wow.
I did not command.
Level of wicked perversion. To take your living sons made in your image and bring it to a burning fire, a big piece of mechanical device, and you bring that precious child of yours that your wife carried for you, and you put them in the arms of that, and then you watch that machine crush them and dump them in the fire.
I know. Can you just even imagine us listening to them and doing that?
And think that any glory and honor to our God.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way. And it's no different in the day we live. The perversion that's there with the whole abortion thing, leaving a baby to just lie on a table after it's been born. Because the mom and dad don't think they got enough money in their hands to take care of that baby or something. God help us.
Yeah.
God help us. God help us. God help us. From all of this wicked perversion of this thing.
Well, and then to have him turn around and blame God for it, saying that he wanted him to do that. What a horrible...
He is the giver of life, not the savior.
Yes.
If you are on the side of taking life, you are on the side of the enemy.
Yeah.
And
okay, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, nor did it come into my heart.
Yeah.
Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when it will no more be called Tophet, or the valley of the Son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter, for they will bury it.
Wow.
Yeah. And Tophet until there is no room. The whole place will be a huge graveyard. The corpses of this people will be food for the birds of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and no one will frighten them away. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. At that time, says the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah and the bones of its princes, and the bones of the priests and the bones of the prophets and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. They shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the host of heaven, which they have loved, which they have served, and after which they have walked, which they have sought, and which they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be like the refuse on the face of the earth. Then death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of those who remain of this evil family, who remain in all the places where I have driven them, says the Lord of hosts. Moreover, you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, will they fall and not rise? Will one turn away and not return? Why then has this people slidden back, Jerusalem, in a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast to deceit. They refuse to return. I listened and heard, but they do not speak aright. No man repented of his wickedness. He's just not even sorry, saying,
yeah.
What have I done? Everyone turned to his own course as the horse rushes into the battle. Even the stork into the heavens knows her appointed time. And the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. How can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Look, the false pen of the scribe certainly worked falsehood. The wise men are ashamed and dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? Therefore, I will give their wives to others and their fields to those who will inherit them, because from the least, even to the greatest, everyone is given to covetousness. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely, for they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. In the time of their punishment, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. I will surely consume them. I'm in chapter 8, verse 13 right now, everyone. I will surely consume them, says the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade. And the things I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still?
Let's pause for a minute, because the covenant that God made with the children of Israel, he said, I'm going to bless everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to bless everything. And he made a covenant with them so that They could count on his blessing. So when you hear him saying all of these things will be taken away, well, all of those things come upon those who are of the blessing, not of the curse. And, you know, in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses said to the children of Israel, choose you this day whom you will serve. I call you to record. I record it today. You make a choice who you're going to serve. And he read it covenant to him. Now, I want to say this. I'm inspired by the Holy Spirit to say this right now. The reason I'm talking about the covenant of Israel is Jesus gave his life for everyone in the whole world, not just Israel. Now, maybe some of you don't understand this correlation. Abraham was the father of the Israelites, all the Jewish people. He was the first one that God came to, and he said, I'm going to make of you a great nation of Abraham. Walk before me. Be perfect. Then Isaac was born. Isaac gave birth to Jacob and Esau. Jacob gave birth to the 12 tribes. In the New Testament, in the book of Galatians, chapter 3 and 4, Paul, by the Holy Spirit, is teaching us that we are of the covenant that God made to Abraham. Abraham, and you will all the nations of the earth be blessed, which includes you and me. And so the reason we look at Israel's covenant is Abraham's our father too. Galatians chapter 3, verses 27, 28, and 29 state that Abraham is our father. And because we stand in faith and say, Jesus, I receive you, just like Abraham did, that we get all of the covenants of Israel. That's why I said a few minutes ago, you've got to know the covenant. Because if you know the covenant, then you know what is available to you, all of God's protection, all of his blessing. And then you know what he said not to do. It's all Jesus taught it in the New Testament when he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. and love your neighbor as yourself. And then he said, these positive commandments, all of the law and the prophets hang on those two commandments. The way that we live, love the Lord your God, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and neighbor as yourself. Here's the reality. When you do that, you will walk with God. God will be your Father. Jesus will be your Savior. Jesus' righteousness will be yours to live by. And you will be walking with God. And you won't walk with sin.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That desire will be gone. And you'll be able to walk with God. Now, are there comments on YouTube that I need to know about?
No, but did you watch? Yeah. No, we are still in chapter 8.
Okay. Let me just ask you, though.
Does
the same make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it totally makes sense. Did you watch your video on while you're talking to us? It'd be nice to see you.
What?
Did you want your video on?
Oh, I didn't have it on.
No.
All right, I'll make sure it's on next time.
All right. Well, I sent you a request, but you didn't see it.
I'm driving, so.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Chapter 8, verse 14. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves and let us enter the fortified cities. And let us be silent there. For the Lord our God has put us to silence and given us water of gall to drink. Because we have sinned against the Lord, we looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and there was trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they've come and devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those who dwell in it. For behold, I will send serpents among you, vipers which cannot be charmed, and they shall bite you, says the Lord. I would comfort myself in sorrow. My heart is faint in me. Listen, the voice, the cry of the daughter of my people from a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their carved images and with foreign idols? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter, for the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am mourning. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people? Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place for wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them. And they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And like their bow, they have bent their tongues for lies. They are not valiant for the truth on the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says the Lord. Everyone took heed to his neighbor, and do not trust and take heed to his neighbor, and do not trust another brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanderers. I'm in chapter 9, verse 5. Everyone will deceive his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to common iniquity. Your habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit, they refuse to know me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will refine them and try them. For how shall I deal with the daughter of my people? Their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lies in wait. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? I will take up a weeping and wailing for the mountains and for the habitations of the wilderness, a lamentation, because they are burned up so that no one can pass through them, nor can men hear the voice of the cattle. Both the birds of the heaven and the beasts have fled. They are gone. I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins and a den of jackals. I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Who is the wise man who may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken that he may declare it? Why does the land perish and burn up like a wilderness so that no one can pass through? And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, nor walked according to it. But they have walked according to the imagination of their own heart, and after the Baals, which their fathers taught them. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, this people, with wormwood and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them. Yeah. I will scatter them also among the Gentiles, whom neither they nor their fathers have known. And I will send a sword after them until I have consumed them. And they're still scattered everywhere. They're just now trying to get them back home.
Right, right. They're just now starting to get back. Huh?
Yeah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women, that they may come and send for skillful wailing women. Isn't that something? They used to actually have paid wailers. For like funerals and things, they would pay people that were good at crying at the drop of a hat and wailing and lamenting.
Well, and there probably are in some of the nations still to this day.
Really?
Well, but you know, let's just pause for a minute. How many more verses we got?
18. We're fine.
What you and I can take from this, all right, but you got to have a takeaway. 10 foot 8. Did everybody remember the other number?
Phyllis, do you remember the other number? I didn't write it down.
It's all right. I don't need it now.
All right.
Just check it out, everybody. But when you look at this day that we live in, all right, comparing this to us, because many people will say, well, how does this have anything to do with us? I'm not a harlot. I'm not a, I'm not done up to what all these people were doing. Old Testament gives us a picture of the New Testament. The New Testament, when we look at the New Testament covenant, and we go back and we look at the Old Testament men and women, we realize, wow, we have an absolutely amazing new covenant and a new blessing from God. We are so blessed.
You just now got that request.
We have such an amazing covenant with our God. We have a new covenant. And it's sworn in the blood of Jesus. You don't have to sacrifice them, but we're going to receive communion in a little while. And that is the new covenant sacrifice that reminds us of what Jesus did once and for every person. These are very important books of the Bible to study and learn and realize that people were seriously messed up and they must not humble themselves and turn to God and can change before it's too late.
Amen.
Let's keep reading.
They change. Where was I at, Phyllis? 18. Let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run with tears and our eyelids gush with water. For a voice of wailing is heard from Zion, how we are plundered. We are greatly ashamed, because we have forsaken the land, because we've been cast out of our dwellings. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and every one of their neighbors, every one her neighbor, a lamentation. For death has come through our windows, has entered our places to kill off the children, no longer to be outside, and the young men no longer to be on the streets. Speak, thus says the Lord. Even the carcasses of men shall fall as refuse on the open field, like cuttings after the harvester, and no one shall gather them. Thus says the Lord. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will punish all those who are circumcised with the uncircumcised. Egypt, Judah, Edom, the people of Ammon, Moab, and all who are in the farthest corners, who dwell in the wilderness. For all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart.
Are you done?
Yeah. I know, I forget. I just keep reading. So, yes,
right.
I am done.
All right, so read that last two verses again. Please.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will punish all those who are circumcised with the uncircumcised. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. Egypt, Judah, Edom, the people of Ammon, Moab, and all who are in the farthest corners, who dwell in the wilderness. For all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart.
Wow. And it's just not going to matter. You are, if you read the Bible, you realize that judgment is coming. And there may be nobody who is going to be wicked standing before our God saying, oh, but I'm wicked, but let me in. I just know you'll let me in.
And he'll say, nope, you're not polluting the pond.
He's going to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I do not know you. Those are some pretty severe words. Hear our Father look at somebody and say, depart from me. I don't know you.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. What's the next?
Well, do you want to do communion or do you want to do another night?
Three chapters. What time is it?
It is 9 o'clock. Oh, it's 10 o'clock for most everybody else, though.
Yeah. How many chapters was the next one?
Let me look. I guess we should ask you guys, do you want to sit through another reading or has everybody had their fill for 3, 10 to 13?
10, 11, 12. That's 4 chapters.
Oh, that's 4. Yeah.
Yeah, let's be done if we'll receive communion or answer questions if anybody's got a question.
Yeah, yeah.
do that. 7-4 to 5-10.
Does anybody have any questions?
No. Yeah. It doesn't know at all. Does anybody have a question that you want to ask?
And it doesn't necessarily have to be about what we read tonight. It can be, but it can be other questions, too, if you just have a question and answer night.
Yep.
I don't have any questions. I just want to know what that you have to enjoy and listen to. I'm just laying here with my eyes closed. And it's really nice to listen. I love it.
I picture myself sitting on the Lord's lap in a big rocking chair and just listening.
Yeah.
I don't understand, but.
Yeah. Who were we just talking about that listening while you sleep? Was it you last night, Phyllis? Yeah, and we were saying that Pastor and I go to sleep many nights listening to messages. Too.
I was talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, were you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remembered somebody I was talking with recently about it. It is nice. And you do absorb a lot of information that way, too.
It's just so cool. Your brain was sponge. I used to write it out of my book into the tape recorder. And that time when I would turn the recorder on and listen back to it while I fell asleep,
mm-hmm.
and I through it, and didn't have to do anything. In the morning, it was all in my head yesterday.
That's right. I remember you saying that, yeah.
It was awesome. I didn't know my brain would do that.
Yeah. Yeah, some will argue and they say that it, and I kind of agree to some extent that it's a time for your brain to be at rest. And then we need that quiet time to hear from God too. But it is, there is something nice about listening to the word as you're sleeping too.
Yes, sir.
Relax with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and if you think about the word of God is a lot of life. Different than hearing anything else read, because the word of God is alive, it's living, and it's powerful.
Yeah, and it is healing in itself. It's life and healing in itself.
Right. How about even when you're dreaming? Doesn't that kind of like
you know that your brain
is just up necessarily
wants
to sleep like
it's right. Good point, Phyllis. That's true.
Well, you know, sometimes you hit those pieces, right?
You're like, oh,
and
oh. Sometimes my brain does sleep with my foot.
So what about those pizza dreams?
Yeah, tell us about your pizza dreams.
Well, usually I find that the pizza dream happens because 5'10", remember that.
5'10", I'm writing this one down because I don't remember what the last one was.
But when you think about a pizza dream, that usually happens because you ate pizza so close. To the time when you were going to sleep.
All right.
I don't know about the question, but I don't know if you can say that pizza would get into that. Oh, yes, it really does. But I would say it's in the digestion that the pizza drink comes because, then your mind remembers all the time you ate pizza and all the pizza ads you ever saw.
I'm going to
when you're making this picture.
Amen.
Weed. Hey, there you go. There's the sun.
Beautiful.
Look how beautiful that is. Big, beautiful. You saw this picture the other night. But every time I'm here, it's just absolutely beautiful. It's like we're just getting ready to dip below the last of the horizon right there.
That's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for those of you that might be like, wow, you guys went from the judgment of God to laughing. Well, when you know God, right, you'll notice that's not a word. Nothing about that is about a church. When you know God, when you know Him, He turns your mourning into dancing. You don't cry and mourn anymore. He turns your sorrow into joy. Now, you might be saying, oh, gosh, that has to happen. Well, if you're here, it's supposed to happen. Open the Bible. Find out how to get it happening, and then it will happen. The Beatles sang the song, to everything there is a time and a season. Everything turns.
Yeah.
That's right out of the Bible.
I know. I love that part.
It's a shame that such perverse men sang such beautiful parts of the Word of God. Maybe they'll find God at the end of their life. But when you read those verses for what it actually says, God has given Solomon a revelation, if you will trust me, I'm going to take everything bad and make it good. And if there's any bad left in your life, you have a bad person that is there, get the Bible open and figure out how to get rid of that bad, because the bad is not from our good God and Father who loves you. Not from Him. So we got to figure out how to stop it, attack, and then live in the covenant, which lives way above that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this whole night is all about. You know, I thought we were the only ones that ever laughed during communion. If you need to go listen to that video from Dr. Michael the other night, Jean Evans talking about when she...
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
They told them, her and her husband were speaking at this big cafe, and they said, we're going to serve you first, and then we'll serve the rest of the people. And she said, I thought, well, that's kind of weird, but I guess if that's the way they do it here, I guess we can do that. So she said, here they come out with this big old loaf of bread. And she said, I looked at it and wondered, what am I supposed to do? There was a hole in the top where you were supposed to break off a piece of the bread. She said, I didn't know. She said, I just reached in there and got me a whole fistful. And she said, then I realized, I'm going to have to eat all of them. And people began to chuckle and laugh right there in the community because here's the woman of the hour is, what are we doing this? And the whole purpose why I'm saying that is this. Our God, once you have God, our Father, living in you, He wipes out all that sadness, sorrow, sickness, pain, confusion. He wipes it all up. He gets rid of it all.
Amen.
And if you don't have sadness, sorrow and pain and loss and loneliness and the rest of it, then what do you have left? Happiness and joy and peace. When you read Romans chapter 14, Paul, by the Holy Spirit, said that the kingdom of God, the life of a kingdom person, is righteousness, because that makes you right standing with God. Joy and peace gives you joy because you're no longer an enemy to God. And righteousness and peace, righteousness and joy brings you peace. So the greatest thing we ought to study is, how do I get this righteousness in my life so that I'm living in the greater world? All of a sudden, here comes the joy, and here comes the peace, and the joy of the Lord will break out of you at any moment's notice. Without any warning, it'll just, oh, here comes the joy. And I love it when they're all just mowing on the floor because we're laughing so hard, filled with the presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
And I remember the number I gave you.
5'10".
All right, that's good. One question.
Oh, you texted us.
All right. Go ahead, Dan.
Verse 8:10, this is on the religious side. It says, therefore, everyone ever thought that.
Say that again, Dan. This English lady was talking in my ear and I missed it.
Oh, chapter 8, verse 10, it says, therefore, I will give their wives to others. Let me get back up, because they didn't receive God's word, basically, or no living.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay, every time you say the two most important words, I break up. I will give you what?
This is the verse. Therefore, I will give their wives to others and their fields to those who will inherit them. Because, because from the least even to the greatest, everyone is given to covetousness. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely.
What was your question
besides wow? Well, I was just looking at it. That's on the religious side. I mean, those of you thought God would never do that. You're being made and got that thing apart. Well, there are actual exceptions. There's a lot, quite a few of them, but that was just one of them. Just in the fact of basically, priest or leader of the home, or if he doesn't acknowledge and receive the word of God, then that's what can happen.
Yeah.
I just found that. That's just different than all the things we were taught. I mean, that's just one of them. So when something comes up like that, we were always taught you're basically real critical, but I'm sure there's a lot of other verses in here too. But the thing is you just have to look and say, well, you know, how it's like going with that birthday. That was my thing. As far as being on a religious and condemning side, if something happened like that, we were never taught, a lot of the churches would never teach you go in there and God's word and actually see what it does and look at the situation. I just thought it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very interesting. And how many situations has that been the case by a good Christian person and a couple? Everybody just thought that would never happen to them, but they got divorced.
Yeah.
Because look at what it says. Because of your covetousness. Read that verse again.
Therefore, I will give, let me go back a couple just to get the full context. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord, so that wisdom they do not have. Therefore, I will give their wives to others and their fields to those who will inherit them.
Wow. I don't know if you can tell that, but that's a wow verse to me.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting verse of scripture.
Yeah, it is. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace. When there is no peace. Everyone is given to covetousness, from the prophet even to the priest. Everyone deals falsely. Yeah, you almost have to read one verse at a time and then just ponder it, because there's just so much that it's easy to miss over it. Dan's always good at picking up on those things, though. Really good.
This is how that works. If you think about what God said to the children of Israel and all of this reading that we've done so far tonight, it's like, your heart's not even seeking after me. I'm speaking to you all the time. Hey, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, over the curtain here, get my read the word background. And yet, when you look at what you and I are doing right here, alright, everybody hold on a second.
Alright.
Talking. I'm going to look one more time here. Make sure everything's in the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing.
It's always so fun to see where you're at and what you're doing.
Big truck. Oh, you're seeing me.
No, we were seeing the tanks and the landscape, and all of it was sideways, but it's all right.
Could you refresh my mind as to what chapter you're reading, what book you're reading?
We just finished the ninth chapter of Jeremiah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, we started on 4 tonight. Through 9.
All right. I feel better now. We'll get together. We can drive down the road. Now, if we think about what you and I do every night, we are diligently seeking the word, the will, the way of God doing every time we come in. Therefore, doing by nature of what Jesus taught us, to him who has revelation,
more
will be given.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like seeing that right there, like Dan just saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd read every verse in all the words there was, but obviously I didn't read that one. But see, that goes straight revelation in that now. It's a great revelation for us, because now we can look at it and say, wow, how many times have we judged somebody unjustly, and there wasn't even there to deal? Their mate was full of covetousness. God would create a divorce. God divorced Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can see why.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, and you can see why the stupid thing just kept doing stuff over and over and over. And it probably isn't good Christian language, and I apologize for that, but how many times these people have to be told? But here we are, how many thousands of years later, still people doing the same things. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, and what we always have to look at is how many times has God told us over and over.
Mm-hmm. We've all made our own mistakes.
And the new revelation he's trying to give us, we're resisting it. And because it's going to take effort
he was listening and he was throwing flags. Didn't you see him?
But that's why we get those revelation points like that, is because our hearts are open. We come there longing to receive from God. And look what he does. He's with us. And then we get a new piece of information. Now, Brother Dan, you made a statement in there. This is on the religious side. Now, not sure what you were trying to say on that, but as you could say what you were trying to say on that.
Well, let's go by facts. You know, everybody's supposed to be married up to their part.
Right.
We would think, well, God was already invited, it's just working out. Well, that's not what it says right there. It's the other wife's way.
Amen. Ponder that for a while. I'm 9:30.
I know there'll be people who listen to this, people, we all fight battles.
Amen, Dan. Yeah. That is an interesting thought, Phyllis. Wow.
But it reminded me of how we read in Hosea where God had gone to extremes to get back his pride.
Yep.
I was saying that was interesting. Okay, y'all can get on with some of the words now.
Well, let's read a few Indian verses. Let's do that next.
Let me get them pulled up here.
Because now, for those of you that's new to us, and this is the first time that you're being a part of our community service, we want to encourage you to be a part of it. You might not have grape juice, but I encourage you to get your bottle of grape juice and keep it right in the house because we receive community there every night. Jesus said to Paul, as often as you do this, Paul said to us by the Holy Spirit, as often as you think about Christmas and Easter, Jesus and the Holy Spirit of God want you and I to realize every day that it is the blood of Jesus that makes us worthy. And then he wants that, us to act like we are worthy.
Amen.
And that's why we receive communion elements every day. This will be a little different than what you normally have seen. We're going to read the verses. We'll pray the prayer of salvation so everyone's ready to God. And then we'll bless them and we'll receive the bread and then receive the fruit of the vine. Go ahead, love.
Well, hold on. Do you want to read them, Phyllis? Do you have them pulled up?
If you want me to.
I would love it, and then I'll go get my communion elements.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that this I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then 1 John 4:17-19, love
yep.
has been perfected among us in this, may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
We love him because he first loved us. Now, those of you that are with us, when we read through those verses in 1 Corinthians, of course, everything we do there, we not only recommend you get your Bible out and actually read it, and if you don't have a Bible, then contact with us and go help you get one.
Amen.
Because we want you to be able to see with your own eyes that the Bible actually says it. I will never be a preacher that says, I'm reading it to you from the Bible. Just believe what I say. I want to tell you, don't believe today until you get that. That's exactly what that verse says. Go. Check it out. Because if you don't go check it out, then you're gonna be in that position of this earth where there's people on this earth right now that are leading people astray on purpose, knowing that they're leading people astray. And they lead them astray because they don't know what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28, and then verse 31. That's what we just read. And we encourage you to go and look it up, read it. And then don't just look it up and read it. Actually believe what it says.
Amen.
Actually believe it. And trust it. And do exactly what it says.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now it's time for the prayer of salvation. Now, what's that, Pastor? If you've never been born again, I'm going to lead you into prayer so that you can be born again. If you've been born again and you've been away from God for a while, I encourage you to pray this prayer because this is a prayer that will bring you back. And if you've just been a believer your whole life and tonight you found out and you're like, wow, I think this is awesome, I want you to pray this prayer with us. Prayer of hallelujah. I'm walking with God every day. I want everybody to pray the prayer. And if you couldn't pray this prayer, you will be right with God. Pray with you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Everybody on Zoom, you're welcome to consider your mighty God and pray with us. I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16,
when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish. I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Put your arms and your hands out, just pull it to you and say, and I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life right now.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
all of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And amen. And amen. Now, I want to be the first to welcome you to the kingdom of God. And I stand loud and strong and bold. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We are glad to have you here with us. We are glad to have you as a part of the community of faith. Everybody here, give them a big shout. Glory be to God.
Woo!
Glory. You might say, Pastor, I've never been a part of anything like this. Well, here's what's going on in the inside of you right now. Jesus just came into your life. With all of his grace and his mercy, with all of his love and his righteousness, because you asked him to come in. Now, I know we told you to say that prayer, but that's because we know that's what you need to pray. And you prayed it, and he did it. Look at this picture. All of God has filled your life. All of it. Every part about God has came and filled your life. And now, what you're experiencing on the inside of your being is the abundance and blessing of God is now filling every part of your nature, every part of your being, and all of God coming into you. You are a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. And that, my friends, is an amazing situation.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Now, we're going to I don't even know what to do now. Well, we do know what to do. This group of believers knows what to do. And we know how to help you walk with God. And that's our place on this earth, is to help you walk with God. And that's what we're going to do. You get connected to us, as we said earlier in the video. Click like, click subscribe, ring a bell so you're notified every time we go live. And every time we come here, we're going to help you learn how to walk with Almighty God. That is our process. That's how this works. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. You can find my email address and website right there on the information of this program. So I put my email address in earlier and we are going to be a blessing to you in any way that we can be a blessing to you. Are you ready to receive the communion elements?
We are.
All right. Get your grape juice. Get your bread. You don't have grape. Turn the water into wine. And deep through your water, and it's your house, and your wine, most of all, we want you to receive the communion elements with us, because this is a beautiful way to know who our God is, and might have been. Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgressions.
For my transgressions.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your
And by your stripes, I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body.
From your body, Lord.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Receive
the body of Christ.
The body of Christ. Into your life. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The most powerful cleansing force there is, facing this earth.
Amen.
Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciled.
I have reconciliation
with you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus. Every sin has been placed in remission.
In my life forever.
In my life forever. I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, for your blood.
Jesus, thank you for your blood.
Thank you.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus. The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation in my
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
I love it. Don't you love it?
I do. By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over my life.
Has to pass over my life.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be the glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us receive this blood shed together in the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And what we do, we sing the song that Jesus said. They sang a hymn and went out. We're going to sing a hymn before we go out. So let's sing a song about the blood. What
can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that blood that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood,
nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I don't know if it makes you happy. It
makes
me happy knowing that the blood of Jesus is working in my life.
Amen, amen.
So, when you think about it, none of us are anything without the blood of Jesus. And yet with the blood of Jesus, we have access to absolutely everything there is in God. By the blood of Jesus, because we received it, bold to receive it, we have access to everything there is in God. And if that doesn't make me say, wow, I don't know what I'm going to say, wow. That is beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Every single night is a different vision. If you're new to us and you're saying, I just don't know about all this God stuff, I want to encourage you. You're going to be judged by the Word of God. So read the Word of God. Romans chapter 1 says, this sunset, this night, on that day of judgment, will judge you. Because there's no way, I wish you could see the wispy clouds that are above it. Just absolutely beautiful.
There's no way of looking at that without knowing there's a greater force than me somewhere that's making all that work.
Yeah, amen.
It's pretty.
Romans chapter 1 says, nature itself will judge us. I don't want you to let you know nature's going to judge you. If you don't decide, I better open up this book and find out who God is. That's what all of us got to do. Well, first my son set the video for tonight. Thanks for being with us.
We need to watch that while Phyllis reads our closing verses.
All right.
Are you ready for the benediction?
Ready for the benediction, Phyllis.
Okay. Jude 20-25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being with us, guys. Thanks for being a part of this program. And those of you that are following the reading word, remember, there's a playlist that has all of these videos in one playlist. And you start in Genesis chapter 1, and we will read the Bible and give just a little bit of commentary all the way through. I guess you got a light right here. There you go.
There you are.
I know. That's pretty bright light, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, so, we'll be glad to lead you all the way through it. I keep saying to myself, I'm going to start all over and do it again. I might just about have that in order where I can do it. Just to hear it again. And let the Holy Spirit of God, the same Holy Spirit that inspired the men to write it, the same Holy Spirit that inspired the men to translate it, the same Holy Spirit that inspired the men to print it. That was serious. Some people paid a serious price to print this word.
Oh, my goodness,
that
yeah.
That same Holy Spirit is on the inside of you and me, instructing us every day. The Bible says, Jesus said, my sheep, they do hear my voice. And now that you've been born again, you just prayed that prayer. You are right with God. Email me, hcpreachman@gmail.com. I'll send you a playlist. We've got about 10 videos in it. And just listen to them one at a time. There are fun, open, study format. And if there are a YouTube video, you can put a comment in. You can ask a question. Anytime you make a comment, it comes to my phone, my computer, and I see your comment, so I'll answer any question that you have about for me. And thank you for being with us. Be pleased with my name. With that, anything else to say, love?
Nope, I think that's all good. Whoops.
We'll see you tomorrow at Eastern. 11 Central, 7 noon Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, for 1 hour of faith, where we'll be teaching the principles of faith. Last week, we began a series of talking with God, or as you know it, learning to chase God like it was. It's been Zach, he's been.
Yeah.
And we got about 6 people that we're going to be studying, 7. Who knows, might turn into 15 or 20. How God 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And everybody saying this about 10 minutes to get everybody in, sitting in their seats, you know, stretching, drinking their coffee, their donuts, and get started. And we will use the word and then seat you in. That's how we do it. So we see you again. This is what we say. Everybody say it.
We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Now wait a minute. Put the camera on everybody up so we can call away like Brady was.
Oh. Hold on. Gallery view. And Carrie, we're so happy you were with. Oh, I got it. Everybody's going to open up their cameras, too.
Well, if you want to wave to everybody.
If you want to wave to everybody.
You don't have to turn the camera on. If you ain't dressed right, please don't turn the camera
on. If you're sitting in the potty, please don't turn the camera on. Good night, everybody. So, thanks for being with us.
We love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
And so glad to have you with us, Carrie. Please come back and be with us.
Yes,
all right, good. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night, guys. Love ya. Yep, I'm getting there. All right.